Okay, we did a review of a job from your personal history. Check. We sought to look through the lens of how your volunteers might assess how they are feeling about their role. Now I want to begin to turn a corner from just thinking about the retention framework and start considering pouring into areas that might be deficient. Now this practice takes like a slightly deeper understanding of the volunteer retention framework. Here's the thing. First, we need to ascribe a number to our perceptions of a volunteer's satisfaction in any given area. Fine. However, second and more importantly, we need to come up with a creative way to increase each of those numbers through our leadership. And third, in this third and final exercise right now, we're going to like read through two different mock scenarios. This exercise will be fun, but it'll set like a really special and critical benchmark in our learning. Now the PDF has been placed in a two-thirds, one-thirds format. The readings are on the left, and the right column is blank at this time. Step one, we're gonna read through the left side. And please note that I have taken like the liberty of adding a number value directly into the readings. Step two, record any initial reflections about the reading in the column. If you notice something that, or feel something that, or a thought comes to mind, record it out to the right. Step three, now that you have read and reflected, I want you to take the next critical step in our process. Application. I want you to like revisit this case study and come up with how you as a leader would rectify this clearly and obviously failing situation. Now please take some time, concentrated time, and work through these two mock scenarios. After you've finished, we're gonna circle back around and dissect these two readings and discover what in the world we could have done to remedy the situation. Case study number one, here we come.